smoke
medical
weed every day.
The following thoughts on Hoffy Hour represent Brian Hoffy and Fastit. Listener discretion is advised.
Live from Tampa Bay, you are tuned in to Hoppy Hour.
He's the voice of a generation that got screwed by the baby boomers. Welcome back to Hoppy Hour.
Hoppy Hour. Hoppy Hour. Hoppy Hour starts in 4, 3, 2, Hoppy. Hoppy, Hoppy. This is Hoppy Hour with Hoppy and Alessia.
Hi there, Alessia.
Ryan Hoppy.
Hell yeah. How was your facial this morning?
Oh my God, I'm glowing. Look at me.
You are never not glowing, though. So this time, you're really glowing. You seem really happy, though. I like when you're happy. When you're upset, the whole world's upset. When you're in a bad mood, the whole world's in a bad mood. How does that feel, that pressure to know that your mood dictates this planet?
Crazy.
I know, it's insane.
I wish I had a better adjective. I feel like that was a lot. That was a big burden, and I said crazy. But it's true. I wear my emotions like on my sleeve.
No, you don't. I do. I go to Dignitary sometimes in a bad mood, and everyone's like, knock it off.
Yeah.
There's also another person that's told me to knock it off recently. Since joining Beasley Media Group, I have two coworkers that have become my friends immediately, and we have very good vibes when we work promotion events. And we're going to be featuring their work on this podcast known as Hoppy Hour. The first one, his name is Romeo. And Romeo is a really cool dude. I'm going to tell you about Romeo. So I worked the Morgan Wallen show on Saturday with 99.5 QYK.
Wow.
And let me tell you, gentlemen out there, get into country music.
All the Soho women are out there.
Yeah, they were. Let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and I'll get to Romeo in a second, but I have a quick PSA. It'll be worth the wait hearing about Romeo because he's that awesome. I just got to say this. Forget Bumble. Forget Tinder. Go to any country music bar. Go to any country music show, and it's a real-life Tinder or Bumble. Because when you go on Tinder or Bumble, all the pictures were taken at those places, so you can actually pick them up with human-to-human interaction, as I got three girls' numbers this weekend.
Wow.
Yeah.
Human-to-human interaction. You've heard it here first, folks.
So Romeo was a blast to be around. He's just a very likable guy, and we were talking, and he said that he's an EDM artist, and I went, oh my God. Not only have I loved EDM for the past half of my life, for the past 15 years, second of all, I've been looking for EDM music that it's not copywritten to play on this show. So then I told myself, what if we played this underneath a music bed whenever we do live reads, like Romeo's song 222 Call On Me right here. You got this vibe going. You're hanging out in the club. You're going wild. Drinking that Jack and Coke. All the ladies walk in. Guys are paying $25 for a drink with a splash of Jack in it. Oh, yeah. Welcome to the club, baby.
It has like a 90s vibe to it.
It's a good thing, though.
I love it. Is. Absolutely. I feel like I'm tripping out.
That's kind of the point of this show. I don't know if you realize what we do here. So, Alessia.
Not me.
Second of all, we have another world premiere, even though the song has 200,000 listens on Spotify. Oh, another coworker I met.
I want to touch on Romeo really quick.
Yeah, go on.
First of all, hi, Romeo. Awesome jam. Thank you for letting us use it on Hoppy Hour. I love that we're sharing local artists, Ryan. Like, that's huge, too.
Let me tell you.
Represent.
Whenever I'm driving around, I try to think about what I'm going to say on this show. And I'll tell you right now, to be fair, a lot of people over the years have asked me, hey, can you play my music on your show? And a lot of it when I was at 102.5 The Bone, because 102.5 The Bone used to be classic rock and then became all shock jock radio 24/7. It has the lingering thing of like rock bands that listen to The Bone. It's called The Bone. So a lot of like people that were doing cover bands were like, hey, do you want to play my music on your show? And they weren't even on Spotify. And it was a video of them playing the guitar in the living room. And I'm like, no. But when I saw this legit music from Romeo, I was like, man, he must be promoted. Right. He's going to Vegas next week to perform. I mean, this guy's legit.
Fly us out, Romeo. Fly us out.
Second person I met through my job, his name is Lucas Brown. And I'm going to play his music about 45 minutes in. And he, I'm telling you, is the next Jack Harlow. He is the next Post Malone. This guy is legit.
And I like his name, Lucas Brown and Romeo.
Type in, this is Lucas Brown. And I think I'm going to link their music on my website, ryanhoppyradio.com. Because Spotify is just weird. Sometimes it shows things, sometimes it doesn't. I was talking to this girl on Friday when I was at the 98.7 of Shark Tank, and she typed in H-O-P, and it showed Hoppy Radio first. I went, woo! On Spotify.
That's awesome.
She typed in H-O-P-P, and it said Hoppy Radio. And I was like, that means enough people are searching it.
Hoppy Radio.
You could give me the best lap dance ever.
Who, and I me? Could,
anybody. And that moment of us being searchable was more exciting.
High five me.
Hell yeah.
Yes.
I should have you do jingles on the show, because before I rudely interrupted you while you were singing Hoppy Hour or whatever you just sang, you actually have a pretty voice. It's kind of passable to be a good song.
Okay, thanks.
Do it again.
Hoppy Radio.
Man. I feel like the first time was better, but I missed out on him.
That was crap. I'm really happy you got three numbers. I'd love to know more.
I haven't really heard back. Also, I haven't really been pursuing it because I've been working a lot.
Right.
I just kind of got my follower number up too.
Nice.
Because leaving two radio jobs that have dedicated listeners, you're going to lose some of them.
How's it going at Beasley?
Amazing.
And I love that you're doing promotions. That's how Ryan and I met years and years ago, was working for, can I say?
Working for Cox Media.
We were working for Cox Media Group, and we met doing promotions together. And that's what blossomed into this, Ryan.
That's great. Now, can I turn back on the air? I'm sweating in here.
No, Ryan, I'm cold.
You're a sociopath. How are you not hot? It's 100 million degrees out. Your hands are freezing. For people that don't know, we record in my apartment, and I got it. You put it up to what?
77. I'm a grandma. Don't, Ryan.
What if I did it?
Ryan, I walked in, it was 71. The air was blasting and my hands.
I'm sweaty and I gotta go to work after this. I can't do this.
Are you sweating?
Yeah, my back's sweaty. I have hyperhidrosis. I am a sweaty man.
What is hyperhidrosis?
Means you sweat a lot and you're gross.
Okay. All right, so we should meet in the middle, like what, 75, 74?
What? It's like sweating balls, bro. Oh, man. Speaking of a guy that sweat a lot during his playing days, Derek Jeter.
Three girls, 5, 4, and 1.
Oh, my God. What is a typical day like?
Yeah, we'll pray for me.
Well, time to throw in one extra prayer, because Derek Jeter just added one more player to his at-home roster.
We have
Dude, if I had his wife, I'd be making as many babies as possible.
Some interesting things coming.
Yeah, the former Yankee keeping busy in his retirement. He secretly welcomed a son on Friday with his wife, Hannah Davis.
He's a baller, not just because he's the best baseball player of all time, I think, possibly, maybe. Also, the fact that he literally gave away gift baskets to girls that he hooked up with. You heard about that, right?
No, tell me more. What was in them?
You got to look it up. Like, there's like rumors that like girls would come over, and that's such a cordial thing. Like, you get to have sex with Derek Jeter and then you get a gift basket.
Wait, I love this so much. Okay, first of all, here's what I'm picturing. There's a guest bedroom off the master bedroom. This is completely made up in my head. This is what I'm seeing.
Yes.
And it's stocked full of gift baskets. So when the girl, you know, when the deed is done, he walks over, he grabs one, he walks the girl out and hands her the gift basket. But they're already pre-made, pre-stocked in this room. gift baskets. I imagine his like sports card is in there, like with a pic. There has to be a photo or bobblehead of him somewhere in the gift basket. Is there shampoo? Is there like poopery? Is there like something for your lady parts that makes them smell fresh? Is it personalized?
You're gross for saying poopery. Here he is. He addressed it. He said, yes, I read the articles. Yeah, of course, he said to the Daily Beast. You know, you see it, and then it's like, how the fuck did people come up with this? You know, basically, that's it. And who would believe this shit? And you believed it? That is the response of a man who gave out multiple gift baskets. When you're having to use expletives to defend yourself, that means you hooked up with the most beautiful women in New York and they got a gift basket. He says, I remember being at a coffee shop one time and there was some random guy behind me and he says, hey, I just want to let you know that I'm giving out gift baskets because you did. And I turned around and said, you're a fucking idiot. And then looked at his face like, did he say that I was saying that? Whatever. I don't even know what Derek Jeter's saying. Here's the thing. If Derek Jeter's getting that mad about gift baskets, he gave out so many.
First of all, thoughtful or weird?
Delightful. It's amazing.
I wouldn't say.
I love it. It's baller, bro.
I wouldn't say I give gift baskets, but like if a friend's over or like I like to give them a parting. I call it a parting gift. Like
what,
I give
what
them
type of friend? A friend? A friend you're having sex with? Or a friend like...
I just think like a friend. Like it's like a goodie bag, doggy bag to go.
Well,
here,
you did
here,
give...
take some snacks.
You did give me food when I came over with your kids like 3 weeks ago.
I like people to leave with something.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But a gift basket, like a pre-thought gift basket? Wow.
I don't think that's bad at all. I don't know why he's embarrassed. It's not tacky.
If you already have them lined up, that's kind of...
Well, yeah, he's the most famous baseball player of this century. Of course he's going to have a gift basket. Here, of course he's going to be getting laid.
Here's a little something to remember me by.
Well, sex is about romance and feelings and emotions.
Lately it has been.
Oh, good for you and the plumber. What were you going to say?
I'm in love.
Oh, that's good.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
What am I doing? Sniffing it to the microphone. Here is Chakra Alignment by Romeo. I'm actually tripping out. I'm not just saying that.
I feel like a vampire is going to come suck my blood.
I wasn't sure where that was going. This following segment has been brought to you by Rich Keeley. It's a trippy time. When he cuts your hair at richkbarber.com over at Salon Loft on West Shore Boulevard. I like this.
Romeo was super high when he was making these beats.
Of course he was. Go to richkbarber.com, sign up for an appointment because you can't just show up and go, hey, Rich, can you cut my hair? I heard about it from Happy Hour. No, 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 no. You got to sign up at richkbarber.com. And if you have to wait a few days to get a haircut, trust me, it's worth it. Also, the power of this show, Alessia, we had about 7 to 8 people potentially go to that sound healing I went to on Thursday. Because
how was it? Tell me.
Because Philip shared the video that we made, the reel of the commercial we did for him, the segment, and people were talking there. I was high as hell, allegedly, on the lemonade I drank. And oh my God, I'm pretty sure I heard people say, yeah, I heard about it on that radio show. And we're that radio show, baby.
Woo-hoo!
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Welcome back to Happy Hour on Z Radio Live.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Ah. 856-49-HOPPY. It's 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me, @RyanHoppyRadio, and you can always email me, RyanHappyRadio@gmail.com. Unfortunately, my sexy voice is gone. I don't know why it had to leave me.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
I had that sexy, sexy voice, and now it doesn't appear to be here anymore. I don't know if you noticed that. I don't know if you're able to pick that up. It's back to Ryan Hoppy from the Midwest. No longer do I sound like this. I told you I would be willing to have that voice forever and ever. I had people come up to me at Dignitary and say that it was a pretty good voice, you know?
I liked it. I listened back to our podcast and I thought, oh, wow, his voice is so different. I missed this voice, though. Welcome back.
Well, Alessia, last night I had the hardest time sleeping. I'm a big NBA fan. I love me some NBA. I don't know if you know that. I don't know if you knew that about me, if you were aware of that. Mm. But I love the NBA. And last night, the Warriors lost to the Lakers. But I'm wearing my Warriors hat in support of them, even though they are down 3-1 to the Lakers.
We are back now with our play. Sorry, I had a little squeak in my voice.
You're relatable. You got a little squeak in your voice. You did a lot of cocaine this morning.
We are back now with our play. Sorry, I had a little squeak in my voice.
Yeah. Hey,
hello. Good morning, everybody. This is time for our play of the day right now. I don't know what just happened. So the Lakers, they came roaring back. They defeated my Golden State Warriors, sorry to say.
Yeah.
127-93 to take game three in the Western Conference finals there. Two games to one lead now. Just 2 days earlier, they suffered a 27-point loss in San Francisco. But Anthony Davis scoring 25 points this time. LeBron James had 21. So a good night for him. But he had another achievement on his mind. His son, Bronny James, committed the USC men's basketball team.
I felt so old hearing that LeBron James's kid is going to USC next year. The University of Spoiled Children.
Shut up!
You think?
What?
I don't think LeBron James spoils his children.
Of course he does.
No.
Of course he does.
No.
I see him being a hard father, but I see him buying them whatever they want. And also, I wasn't really saying that his kid was a spoiled child. I was saying that school is what you call it. You've never heard.
He's going to university. What?
He's going to go for 1 or 2 years to play basketball and then go into the NBA and then play with his dad for a year or two.
No.
You really think he's going to play all 4 years in college?
That's the age gap? That's where a father and son can play.
His dad began at age 18. LeBron came right out of high school. If they didn't take away those rules, Bronny would be going right to the NBA.
Oh, geez.
What's up?
Had a little something in my throat.
Oh, wow. That's weird. What do you think? Do you think players should be able to come out of the NBA or come out of high school right into the NBA? Or do you need that 1 year of college where you get all D's and you're banging the cheerleaders and partying?
I do think it's kind of a pointless year just to segue.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's weird. I get why they encourage kids to. Nah, is it a business? That's a big topic. It's like it could be for business purposes, like go to college, spend money. There could be something there.
Yeah.
It could be encouragement, but it's really not because then they could be injured or I don't know.
I don't know either.
So it seems like just a segue that they don't take seriously. And like you said, they're just like sitting in class getting D's, just getting by until the NBA, right?
They do like those double D's. All right, let's hear from LeBron.
Look, super duper proud, super emotional, but just super, super duper excited and happy for his journey. And today was a proud day. I couldn't lose today. No matter the outcome of this game, I couldn't lose today personally. So,
are you super duper proud? Like, are you like super duper proud?
LeBron is so corny that I love it.
How super duper proud are you right now?
I'm super duper proud of you that you were paying attention to the clip and noticed that he said super duper. I'm just kidding. You're always paying attention to this show.
Shut up!
Oh, man. You like LeBron?
I think he's a nice guy.
I think he's kind of like a douche, but like a likable douche. Like, how are you not going to be the second best basketball player of all time? Yeah, I said it. And all of a sudden be cocky.
Right.
And not be cocky is what I'm saying. Here's the thing. There's a good chance that this Los Angeles Lakers team could win the championship. Mm-hmm. And I'm not mentally prepared. I'm not a Laker hater. I like the Lakers, but I liked them more when Kobe was on the team over a decade ago in the 2000s. That was like my version of Michael Jordan because he copied everything Jordan did. But here's the thing. I truly believe that because Michael Jordan never lost in the finals and was always clutch, that he is the greatest of all time. And because LeBron choked in a few finals, he's the second best of all time. But the Gen Z and the millennials that were born in 95, 96, 97 that were 1 year old when he played his last year on the Bulls, because I was born in 93, so I have memories in 97 and 98 of the games being on. If you didn't see it, you didn't get it. If you weren't living in Chicago, you didn't get it. And I'm just telling you right now that Michael Jordan, until he retired and went to the Wizards, he never left the Bulls, and he grew with them. So LeBron's second best of all time. So if he wins a championship this year, he'll have five. And then he's one away from Michael Jordan. And then all summer long, I will not watch ESPN because every day will be the debate show.
Right, it will, for sure. But I think sports, I was having a conversation with my seatmate. I called him my seatmate. So we have season tickets to the Tampa Bay Lightning. So the guy that sits next to me is my seatmate. We were talking about athletes, particularly hockey athletes, and just how kids nowadays, athletes nowadays coming up are even better and better and better than like the former stars that came before. So we compared like some of the up and coming hockey NHL stars to like Wayne Gretzky, who is supposed to be the greatest of all time, right? He's the GOAT. But kids nowadays are just like next level. I think it's because parents are starting them earlier and earlier. Perhaps there's more pressure, nothing wrong with it. But I don't know, when it comes to LeBron, is he better than MJ? I think it's just a completely different era and style of basketball than it was when MJ played.
Okay. If you were to take a math test, would you want to get 6 out of 6? That's 100%. That's pretty good. You take a little math quiz, like a little pop-up, like you go in a math class, and they're like, hey, we're having a little quiz today, and there's 6 things. And one's like 5 times 5, one's 6 times 6. And you get 6 out of 6. Mm. And you go home and your mom's like, wow, you did a good job. Now, Alessia, let's say the next day you didn't pay attention to the lesson after you took the quiz. And all that was my phone because I'm connected to the Wi-Fi. Here's the second thing. What if you got a 4 out of 10? Would you want to get a 4 out of 10? Or would you rather have a 6 out of 6?
A 6 out of 6.
LeBron James is 4 out of 10 in the NBA Finals.
But 10.
Ooh, he's 4 out of 10 in the NBA Finals. And in 2011, he choked badly.
Actually, if we're looking at it from that perspective, I'll take the 4 out of 10 because I'd rather have the experience of the loss than I would all the wins.
See, that's how this world's different,
life,
man.
Life experiences.
I feel like you're a low-key LeBron fan.
I could be, I guess.
Yeah. Do you think he's cute? Do you think he's handsome?
I liked Kobe Bryant. I thought Kobe was really good looking. Growing up, obviously obsessed with him. Like, I thought he was cute. I used to go to basketball camp every year. So it was like, we always spoke about Kobe. Allen Iverson was big when we were
Hell yeah.
Up.
Wow. You're my girl.
Yeah.
Can you open up the latest message I sent you on Facebook Messenger?
I already and got I'll, it, baby.
About Chris Brown?
I was on a different one, but here it is.
All right, I'm going to describe my relationship, my complicated relationship with my huge fandom of Chris Brown. I was in fifth grade when Run It came out and the Run It remix with Jules Santana. And I had his CDs growing up and I listened to him all the time. But I get the heebie-jeebies when I listen to him. Let me tell you, Alessia, if Chris Brown was a good person, he was going to be bigger than Michael Jackson. From 2005 to 2009 until he beat up Rihanna, he was on pace. He was being heard on Soccer Mom Radio, Hot AC, Top 40, Rhythmic CHR, which is like hip-hop radio, R&B radio. He was being played everywhere. And then the thing with Rihanna happened in February 2009, and he's been popular ever since. But I'm telling you, Chris Brown has one of the best voices of all time, but unfortunately, he's a woman-beating piece of garbage, sociopathic loser that can't get along with anybody. But man, he's one of the best singers of all time. I don't know if you feel that. I have about 28 Chris Brown songs, on my playlist, and I love it. I'm gonna take you down, which those lyrics frighten me. When he says, when he's saying to a girl, I'm gonna take you down, you're like, run! So what do you see in the article?
All righty. So what I see is they are celebrating a birthday. It looks like Usher was attending Chris Brown's birthday at a roller rink. I was going to say, based on the video before I read roller rink, that this place looks like Astro Skate here in Tampa Bay. No offense to Astro Skate, but it can get a little, just feels like a roller rink vibe. So Usher and Chris got into it over a woman, Tiana. Chris apparently was trying to talk to Tiana.
Yeah.
And cursing at Usher and Tiana, but then...
A lot of people have talked to Tiana.
So they had an altercation, and then it went outside, and that's what happened on his birthday.
So, Alessia, yes. I'm going to tell you right now, I don't know who is a bigger scumbag, Usher or Chris Brown.
Oh, I loved it. These are my confessions. Do, 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 do. Just when I thought I said all I could say, my chick on the side said she got one on the way. Yeah, that was fucked up. And then he made it into a song.
Here's the funny part. Well, it's not really funny. I should rewind that. Here's the weird part. He gave women herpes and didn't tell them he had herpes, allegedly.
You know what's crazy?
What? You have herpes?
Chris Brown was celebrating his 34th birthday. This guy's only 1 year older than me?
He began at like 15 in 09. Oh, or not God. 09, like 05.
Why did I think he was so much older than me?
Because he's been performing since like you were in eighth grade.
Well, it says here that Usher and Chris are reportedly very close, but they got into an altercation. Is there not always an altercation after alcohol? I mean, do people get into normal altercations like sober? No, unlikely, right?
Unless you've done cocaine or something, no.
I wonder why they got what? It doesn't say why.
Probably a girl. But it's always a girl.
TMZ sources tell us that this pissed Chris off and he started to yell at her. What pissed
Dude,
her off?
I feel like when he yells, you get nervous because you don't know what he's going to do. Remember when he fought that photographer in Tampa?
Okay, so Tiana was ignoring Chris for whatever reason.
Because he's a douche.
Chris was attempting to talk to Tiana Taylor, and Tiana was ignoring him, which pissed Chris off, and then he started to yell at her. So Usher intervened and tried to calm him down. Interesting. Why does he go after women? Like, he has a thing where he's so triggered by women. Chris, look in the mirror, buddy. Realize this about yourself.
What?
Look at yourself and be like, man, Chris, you get so triggered by women, man. Why do you get so triggered?
Because they drive us nuts.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
It's all about how you respond now. You got to be mature about it. You got to walk away. Because, oh my God, when you're in the middle of an argument.
I hate men that are not self-aware. He's not self-aware.
I'm telling you right now,
He clearly has a problem. Everyone knows you have a problem. Have you not taken the damn time to sit with yourself and figure out where this problem stems from? You get triggered by women that don't give you attention.
Happy hour will be right back.
Nothing is worse. You like that, how I pressed the button over you? I'm going to do that while I do it to myself.
Happy hour will be right back.
Wow, Ryan.
Don't be mad.
I'm going to learn the board and you're not touching it ever again.
Okay. Here is Water Remake by Romeo, and then we'll do a live read. I'm looking into your eyes, tripping out.
Oh no, the bugs are getting us. Run.
Here's Chris Brown. Please don't beat me up, you sociopathic piece of garbage. Actually, please beat me up so I can sue your ass like that photographer did in Tampa. Oh, yeah. Let the beat drop.
Drop it.
This following segment has been brought to you by Mitra 9, Kava and Kratom Beverages. You can chillax on the best Kava and Kratom around while listening to Romeo. tinyurl.com/hoppymitra, and at checkout, use keyword hoppy to save 20%, Alessia.
Romeo, you are very talented. You have a gift. You know, you're a creative. And I do think your music's a little dark.
That's good. That's
I'm in a horror movie about to get like an axe to my body.
And that's what I like. I wanted that energy.
I don't want to feel afraid.
I'm afraid being around you. Your mood swings?
A little lighter next time, Romeo, okay?
What do you want, Beethoven? What do you want, Mozart? Oh, nothing's going to get the club and the live reads going like some Mozart. No, when you're talking about the best Kava and Kratom, and you're turning up in a sober way, you need Romeo's music. Also, this is being brought to you by DZBZHoney.com. The best Delta 8 honey around. When I tell you that if you go there and use keyword hoppy, you can save 20%. Finally, before we go back to our segment, astrobleem.com. ASTROBLEME.com. And you can get the best hemp lemonade around. And at checkout, use keyword hoppy to save 20%. All right, we're going to come back and we're going to get this party going. And later on, the hoppy premiere of Lucas Brown. And that is all next. What show would that be? Hoppy Hour.
Hoppy Hour. Hoppy Hour. Call Hoppy now. 856-49-HOPPY. Tweet at him at Ryan Hoppy Radio or chat him live via the Hoppy Radio app.
He never holds back and he speaks his mind. Welcome back to Hoppy Hour.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Oh, Alessia, what the hell do you have in your messy pile over there? Because your pile over there is so messy.
So messy.
It's just you reading off your phone, let's be honest.
Ryan, you know how you know you're getting old?
When you have back pain from being on your feet all day?
Yes, that, and you lose track of what damn Apple update we are on.
Oh my God, I'm glad you picked this one.
If I didn't read this article, would not have been able to tell you guys what Apple number update we're on.
Which, how many years have you had your iPhone?
I have had an iPhone since high school.
But this current one that you're holding in your hand in my apartment while we record Hoppy Hour, how long have you had that iPhone?
Maybe under a year.
I've had mine since December 2020 and...
That's good. That's long.
I'm getting a little nervous.
It's so wild that like they're so expensive and they don't last. Our grandparents' generation used to buy something and it would last 50 plus years and they would keep it all their lives. And for us, every couple years, if your iPhone is more than 2 years old, you need an upgrade. And it's crazy. So right now we have the 16.41A update, which is ruining battery life. So if you've noticed you've done an update on your phone.
Oh my God. I've been working promotion events and they have us connect the Bluetooth to whatever event we're working for. So if it's 98.7 to Shark, we get the 98.7 to Shark app and then we play it through the Bluetooth speakers. And I'll leave my phone on the table or like whatever and play the music. I came back and it went from 88 to 42 and that was just from playing music. And normally it would go down like maybe 12 and I've done all the updates And first of all, of course, it's the number 16 that's being a brat. Get what I did there? Second of all, also the fact that literally they're trying to get us to get a new phone.
First of all, I don't get the 16 joke. What's the
because
joke?
Teenagers are brats at 16. And it's
okay, that was really a I didn't get that at all.
Oh, that was so good.
Okay. Well, Ryan's not wrong. So here's what happens. Either there's an update and all of the sudden your phone doesn't keep a charge. And that's what's been happening to me. I feel like I'm plugging it in, and it's constantly dead. Or magically, when there's an update, your phone goes dark, it stops working, and it's time for an upgrade. And I don't mean upgrading the software.
Upgrade.
I mean an upgrade. Why do they do that?
Alessia. Because ever since Steve Jobs died, that company lost all its innovation. It's lost all its excitement. And Tim Cook is a sociopathic loser who only cares about the money. Also, which, I mean, is okay, but Jobs had more passion about it. Here's the thing. The biggest thing that drives me nuts is that whenever they launch new phones, that's when the software begins to kill it. And I'm literally going to see if I can like get my phone looked at, because I have the old school charger, the one that has the little USB that you plug into like the cube.
Right.
And then there's a new one that's like two of the little small USBs, and you need to have a special plug to get it.
Yes.
And that one doesn't work. My mom bought me like two of them, just because she's like, I know you need more chargers. And literally, they don't work. The only one that works is the old school one.
My cat just chewed through two of my chargers. And I agree. I think it like charges so quick for me. And then it just, the battery doesn't like last.
The one good part about the phone dying fast is that when you're out in public, it's making me use my phone less. Like if I'm going out to a bar or I'm going out to a nightclub and I'm drinking a Jack and Coke and having a good time, having a Red Bull and vodka and wondering where my life's going, even though I'm doing pretty good. What I'm saying is I'll keep my phone in my pocket. I'll make the quick post and then look at it when I get home. So that's the one plus. Because whenever you're getting screwed over without any lube by a technological company, you got to find some positives in that situation. You got to find the bright side of it, Alessia Calandra.
I will say, though, that the technology they have,
yes,
they should know how to streamline older generations of phones and technology.
They don't want us to.
No, that's the point. They just don't want us to. They have the capability to make this simple for all of us, but they choose not to because they're a money-making machine and we just feed into it.
Oh my God.
Want to know what else is going on in the news regarding technology?
What?
We've been seeing this a lot in the headlines lately. Ryan and I have been sharing updates from people and places and companies all over the United States.
Uh-huh.
But now, in Columbus, Ohio, the first AI voice-activated robot by Google is in a Wendy's drive-thru.
I'm sorry.
We're going to be seeing more and more.
Good.
More Maybe and more.
They're better than the human experience. I went to Dunkin' Donuts just now to get coffee. And right when I'm about to say, what can I get you from Dunkin', can you say it at the same time as me? What can I get you from
Dunkin'? Oh, okay. What
one, two, three. What can I get you from Dunkin'? That was exactly what just happened. I go there, and then it was like our podcast where we talk over each other, working on it. But over there at Dunkin' on 4th, I go there, and they're talking over each other, and then I waited for like 45 seconds, and she's like, turn off your mic, and blah, 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 and da-da-da. It sounded like the first time we did our podcast. And then I literally, after 25 seconds, I went, I'll take a, without them waiting, without them officially saying, what can I get you? And there's like this dead air. And I'm like, I got to get back to do this podcast. I said, I'll take a large iced coffee with vanilla cream and sugar. And they weren't even ready to order. And she's like, did you say a medium? And I'm like, the word medium begins with the letter M. And it kind of, when you pronounce the letter M, it goes medium. When you say large, it goes large. There's, I know the letters are right next to each other in the alphabet, so it might be a little hard to figure it out. But I'm saying, when I say, I know I have a funny voice, but when I say, can I get a large iced coffee with cream and sugar? Maybe it was the M and cream that threw her off. I don't know. What I'm saying is...
But think about when you call those customer service lines and a robot answers and says, customer service, and you're like, yes, customer service. And they're like, okay, I'll connect you to the sales department. No, customer service.
You and just then, like talking to humans.
And then you're yelling. You're yelling at a robot. You just like and talking they don't to get humans. It. I wonder how this is going to go. I also heard from my doctor in Tampa, Dr. Kathleen. She's a functional medicine doctor, and she's amazing, but she is often on News Channel 8 being interviewed for what's going on in the medical world. She just announced that in the medical world, surgeries are going to be done.
Yes.
By
what?
By robots, by AI robots. She said this is actually a good thing. She believes it's a good thing because now it's going to free up time for nurses and doctors to be able to focus solely on the patient's needs while the technical things are done by the robots, and less errors they anticipate. But we shall see. This is crazy that my children's generation, like, what is going to come of their lives and the world and technology by the time my children are adults? It's nuts.
Here's why it doesn't bother me when it comes to drive-thrus. It's because you have the human bias of them not caring. So like the product's not as good, but an AI is going to want everything good. And I was listening to a radio show I listened to, and they were saying that it doesn't, that like humans don't upsell.
Okay, but imagine this.
What?
Imagine this.
Tell me.
Okay, upsell. Yeah, yeah, yeah. They can do that. Great. Whatever. There's a problem with the order. Okay. Role play this with me, Ryan.
All right.
Role play this with me. Excuse me, you're the AI robot.
Yeah.
I'm the customer. We're at Wendy's.
Okay.
Okay. Hi.
Hey.
So I actually ordered like a cheeseburger with like no pickles, and my cheeseburger has pickles. And like now
I don't think it would do that.
I can't eat it because the pickle juice has touched the meat. So what are you gonna, robot, what are you gonna do about, what are you going to do about this?
I love when the pickle juice touches the meat.
So many people are going to take advantage of these robots, and they're not going to know how to handle customer service
situations.
You think
humans are going to take advantage of AI? AI is going to take advantage of humans, bro. What are you talking about? Also, I think they're going to get the order pretty good.
I think so, but people are going to complain, and then how are they going to handle it?
People are going to always complain. They're going to complain until they die. Shut the fuck up. Who cares?
All right.
Up next on Happy Hour is weed news. And I'm sending you the segment real quick. We're going to do a quick commercial read. Then we're going to have the world premiere of my good friend Lucas Brown.
Happy Hour. Happy Hour.
Happy Hour will be right back.
Oh, yeah. This following segment's been brought to you by Amir Academy of Martial Arts. When I tell you that he is the best MMA trainer in all of the Bay Area, I'm a man of my words. Go to AmirAcademy.com. This has also been brought to you by Devin Prasad, who's the best workout trainer in all of the Bay Area. Go to FitzAgeFitness.net and download his app and sign up today. Also, one of the most deep and helpful sponsors in all of the Bay Area. If you live in Florida or you're listening in Maryland and you need help with your mental health, because we all do, we're all a little crazy on this planet, go to counselingoncall.net and book a guest, or book a shrink rather, and when you get it, tell them that you heard about it on the Happy Hour podcast and they'll hook you up. All right. Here is the world premiere of Lucas Brown. I am so excited to do this. Only on Happy Hour.
Happy Hour. Happy Hour.
I got no choice. We stealthy with the come up, we make no noise. I'm riding in the foreign, it's a Rolls Royce. I go and slap the hate about it, your voice, yeah. Yeah, I got no choice. I had to be successful for my homeboys. We pull up.
be the greatest this city's ever seen. Mark it in your calendars, I'm coming for your team. That's a fact. Oh, no, that's a fact. Yeah, that's a fact, bro. There ain't no cap, no. You talk to me with hate, then you just might get slapped. Oh, you tryna front now, you getting shut down. I don't do field goals, though, I just go for touchdowns. Yeah, they all wanna be like me. You missing from the box, and I'm scoring from the three, yeah. And I come with no degree. Messing with your girl, and she liking what she see. Oh, this is games, y'all. When you walk into your city, you bring shame to all. When I walk into my city, it's my name to call. Putting in the work must be insane to y'all. I got no choice. We stealthy with the come up, we make no noise. I'm riding in the foreign, it's a Rolls Royce. I go and slap the hate up out of your voice. Yeah. Oh, I got no choice. I had to be successful for my homeboys. We pull up on your squad, we got more boys. I got them diamond dancing, I got more toys.
Yeah, yeah. I got more toys, yeah. And they bigger now. Woo. I got more toys, and they asking how.
Huh?
I'm headed straight to the top, throw me a lob, this is a bop. If it looks good, I cop, get my shoes and socks. I'm on a boat, you on a dock, you all floor, I'm a mop. Hop on my drop top, give me the ox, I'm about to pop off. Y'all already know, I'm about to pop off. I cannot stop, no, I just keep going and going and going. I cannot stop, woo.
Yeah. Yo, I pull up with a gang, and I might still bang. I might cop a range, if I want it, I might get it. I got it, forget it, yeah. Yeah.
Successful, there ain't any other way. I never give the code to the site. It's destiny, I ain't gotta say. It's no, I'ma get it anyway. I got no choice. We stealthy with the come up, we make no noise. I'm riding in the foreign, it's a Rolls Royce. I go and slap the hate up out of your voice, yeah. I got no choice. I had to be successful for my homeboys. I pull up on your squad, we got more boys. I got them diamond dancing, I got more toys.
Welcome back to Hoppy Hour on Z Radio Live.
Watch out, Hoppy is about to rant.
Like a $9,000 prostitute, please.
Call Hoppy now. 856-49-HOPPY. Tweet at him at Ryan Hoppy Radio. Or chat him live via the Hoppy Radio app.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is. The most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Alessia Calandra. How dope. How amazing was Lucas Brown in No Choice?
I loved it. I loved
Hell yeah.
It.
We got
I forgot
good
we
music
were on the
here.
Podcast and I started just like jamming to myself for a
You
minute.
Were.
Good job, Lucas. Thanks for letting us use your song on Hoppy Hour.
The easiest way to find him is type in "This is Lucas Brown." All right. We got a few minutes left here. We got some weed news. Which it would only make sense to have rap music connected to weed news. And we'll do some celebrity news, and then we're going to get up on out of here because I got to go to my day job. All right. And you got to do whatever you got to do.
Yeah, I have a photo
so
shoot.
So what the hell? Oh, you got with who? By the way, before we get into weed news, I am a huge fan of Dr. Gina Love because she used to be a guest on the Migs and Swig show
yes. With
Don Migs, Lisa DiBartolo, and Ben Swig back in the day on 102.5 The Bone. And Ian Beckles does a podcast with her, and she used to go on Ian's show at The Bone. And when I saw two of the most independent, badass women and everybody else that was there collaborating,
yes,
I was like, Dr. Gina Love and Alessia in the same room? That is some girl power here!
Dr. Gina Love
yes. Is
gorgeous, fantastic.
Talented, funny.
All the smart, you know, she's intelligent. That's the same word for smart.
Yes.
She's amazing. And I'm actually fortunate enough to be the editor on her book.
No way. Yo, you're killing it in life. You got the plumber laying down the pipe. You got it all going on.
I love my plumber. He does not like that name.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's that, what are we going to call him? Jake? What are we going to call him?
His name is not Jake. His name is Blake. It rhymes with Jake.
I'm not calling him Blake. He looks like a Blake, by the way. I'm calling him the plumber.
He's
just
so sexy.
I can't lie. He's so I have sexy. Nothing against him, but that selfie you guys took, happy for you.
Doesn't he look so good?
Yeah. It's like, how do I word this?
Hot.
It's like Northeast St. Pete and Pinellas Park went on a date.
Shut the hell up.
I'm just kidding, Blake.
I love him.
I'm kidding, Blake. I'm from Pinellas Park, essentially, too. All right. What's going on in weed news?
Weed news. Blake, baby, take me out for a good steak and make it a CBD one, because right now, steaks are being harvested with THC and CBD. So when you cut into that beautiful steak, cooked medium rare with some truffle butter on top,
you
could be getting some THC in it.
Do you eat the fat off the bone?
I'm not into that. No.
Oh, it's so good.
But that's good because then you're not wasting. So I guess that's right. We don't want to waste any
parts. So good. That and mashed potatoes. Oh my God. Here's the thing though. Yeah. Infused food. I've had some infused like chicken wings, and you got to make sure that it's made properly.
What's interesting is like they're not infusing it after the meat is processed and whatever they do to it. They're feeding the cows THC and CBD.
Oh my God, it's even better.
As part of their diet. And then when you consume the meat, it's already in there.
We're going to get you super high, dude, and then we're going to kill you. So at least you don't feel the pain when you go to the slaughterhouse.
I mean, when you're like having the munchies, what better than like a nice, delicious steak?
Oh, it's the best.
I mean, it's not like I'm munching on freaking Fleming's steak, but I would like to.
You know what place is amazing after you've toked up a little bit? Is Meat Market in Hyde Park.
Really?
Oh my God.
Look at you, bougie baby.
I went there on the Don Miggs bill last year.
You're so bougie.
I used to be bougie. Now I'm like middle class bougie.
I like that. Middle class bougie. Bougie.
I had a friend over last week before I went to the meditation with Philip Walker. And let me tell you, I didn't realize that my apartment was nice. He walked in and was like, whoa. And I was like, yeah, I got to keep it up so I can afford this. You like this apartment?
I love this apartment.
I take it for granted.
You want to know my favorite part?
The balcony?
No, your cat. Luna.
Hi, Luna. You want to talk real quick?
Hi, Luna.
Luna, I want to interview you. What is it like hanging out with me every night where I feel like I need to hold something because I'm single and I like cuddling, so I hold you and you sometimes are annoyed. Can I talk to you real quick?
Luna.
That's pre-recorded from when she left the vet and was healthy. Luna, what is your take on Hunter Biden not paying his child support? Tell me about
it. I'm going to translate that. Luna says, we don't do no deadbeat dads.
Hell yeah, no we don't.
She's an independent mama.
Do you know a lot about Jackson Mahomes?
Nothing.
You don't?
No.
Do you know who Patrick Mahomes is?
Sounds familiar. Uh-oh. Is he a rapper?
God, you're the best. He's the quarterback for the Kansas City Chiefs that's won two Super Bowls.
Oh, my God.
The guy that sounds like Kermit the Frog.
Wait, they're brothers. Yeah. And then Mama was there. They played against each other. Am I right or am I wrong?
That was Travis Kelce and Jason Kelce.
Oh.
I think it was Jason Kelce, but they were the Kelce brothers. Jackson Mahomes is this punk 21-year-old who goes around Kansas City and says, do you know who I am? I'm Patrick Mahomes' brother, and gets himself invited into nightclubs and is a douchebag. And there's a player, I forgot his name, but they gave him a plaque from the Washington Commanders, formerly Redskins, and they gave him a plaque, and he went on TikTok and danced around the plaque. And he's done a lot of disrespectful TikToks, and him and Patrick Mahomes' wife will yell from the press box and like dump champagne on people and that.
That's really weird. I have a question though for you.
But tell me that, and then we'll get to the news clip, because I'm going to prove to you. I've said since day one, even before I had you as a co-host, that Jackson Mahomes is a loser, and I'll play the clip. But what?
Okay. If you could, or have you used certain people's names to get you into places or to get perks?
hanging out with them has gotten me in, but I've never done it as a singular person.
Okay.
But like when I had my meal at Meat Market.
But have you name dropped? Have you been like, hey, I know this person, just to like get in somewhere?
Only if the person told me ahead of time to do it.
Okay. You've never done it on your own?
Only when the person told me ahead of time.
You're a good person.
Well, I also don't want to burn the bridge with that person. All you got to do is ask. All right. Jackson Mahomes, you're a douche. Oh, we're 55 minutes in. This is the garbage time of the show. Actually, let's call it positive time. Let me turn up the knob. I had it turned down.
Patrick Mahomes' brother Jackson Mahomes has been arrested for alleged aggravated sexual battery. The 22-year-old was arrested on May 3rd on a warrant.
Real quick, I noticed this visual. Look at how much of a punk see you next Tuesday he looks like. Look, Alessia, look. How much of a douchebag he looks like.
Is that, that's a man?
That's the brother. That's riding off of his brother's cloud.
Patrick Mahomes' brother Jackson Mahomes has been arrested for alleged aggravated sexual battery. The 22-year-old was arrested on May 3rd on a warrant for aggravated sexual battery and taken to a jail in Johnson County, Kansas. The Johnson County Sheriff's Office has confirmed to E! News. His arrest is in connection to an alleged incident from February. When reached for comment after Jackson's arrest, his attorney Brandon Davies tells E! News in a statement, the court has prohibited the defendant and lawyers from commenting on the matter.
Of course. What are they going to say? He's guilty? So pretty much he was at this club and he just began like kind of trying to like make out with the like owner of the club in like the back room. And he kind of like aggressively like grabbed her in that.
Nah, they were talking before. She's playing it off like that. I don't think so.
PIO for the Overland Park Police Department previously confirmed to E! News their investigation into an incident involving Jackson, sharing, the investigation is still ongoing and we are talking to multiple people who were present at the bar the night of the attack. According to an article published by the Kansas City Star in early March, Jackson allegedly assaulted an unnamed waiter by pushing them more than once before grabbing the neck of the owner of the restaurant, Aspen Vaughn, and kissing her against her will. Recalling how the alleged chain of events went down, the waiter, whose identity was not made public, told the outlet that Jackson and a group of friends came to the restaurant on February 25th. During the outing, the group went down to the eatery's basement office. The waiter told the newspaper of Jackson, I'm trying to get to the office, and he's like pushing me out. And he's like, no, get out, get out. Aspen told the outlet that Jackson asked to speak with her about pushing the waiter shortly after. There, in her office, he allegedly grabbed her neck and began kissing her. She says in the article, he forcibly kissed me out of nowhere, and I'm telling him, pushing him off, saying, what are you doing? And then he proceeded to do it two more times, where the last time I was pushing him off. While authorities did not provide an incident report to the Kansas City Star, they did provide a statement on the matter. The statement said, per the outlet, the police department is aware of an incident that occurred on...
All right. Okay, so I'm gonna have Alessia, it's a 45-second clip. I'm going to have Alessia do the play-by-play. I'm going to put it into full screen and then we'll get out of here.
Pause before I do the play-by-play. I have to say, as a former cocktail waitress for years, I am so horrified by what I'm seeing in this video right now.
All right, let's play it.
Okay, so the woman is standing and he comes up from behind her out of nowhere, puts her in a choke, wraps his arm around her body, chokes her neck, puts her in like a chokehold and starts, pulls her neck back and starts kissing her from behind and continues to grab her by the neck and kiss her. She is then pushing him off of her and he keeps coming back, grabbing her by the neck and forcing her in for a kiss. Wow. If someone came up and fucking did this shit to me while I was cocktailing, I would have lost my damn mind. It wasn't even a frontal attack. It was from behind. I would have been scared. I'm like, what the fuck is this person doing? I was about damn ready to defend this man until I just saw this video clip. Shame on me. Shame on me.
Shame. Shame. All right, that's
for
about
shame.
It.
Wow, that's fucked up shit.
Yeah, he's a loser. Dude, his brother just needs to like say, you're not my brother anymore. Patrick Mahomes being a brother.
Yeah.
Yeah, you have an annoying wife. You have an annoying brother, man. At least you've won Super Bowls.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
And like that,
Happy Hour is now over. Happy Hour is now over. Happy Hour is now over.